Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Sunday, the 28th of March 2021 is Manned Orbiting Laboratory. The Manned Orbiting Laboratory, MOL, was part of the United States Air Force, USAF, human spaceflight program in the 1960s. The project was developed from early USAF concepts of crewed space stations as reconnaissance satellites, and was a successor to the cancelled Boeing X-20 Dinosaur military reconnaissance space plane. MOL evolved into a single-use laboratory, for which crews would be launched on 30-day missions, and return to Earth using a Gemini B spacecraft derived from NASA's Gemini spacecraft. The MOL program was announced to the public on 10 December 1963 as an inhabited platform to demonstrate the utility of putting people in space for military missions. Its reconnaissance satellite mission was a secret black project. 17 astronauts were selected for the program, including Major Robert H. Lawrence Jr., the first African-American astronaut. The prime contractor for the spacecraft was McDonnell Aircraft. The laboratory was built by the Douglas Aircraft Company. The Gemini B was externally similar to NASA's Gemini spacecraft, although it underwent several modifications, including the addition of a circular hatch through the heat shield, which allowed passage between the spacecraft and the laboratory. Vandenberg Air Force Base Space Launch Complex 6, SLC-6, was developed to permit launches into polar orbit. As the 1960s progressed, the MOL competed with the Vietnam War for funds, and resultant budget cuts repeatedly caused postponement of the first operational flight. At the same time, automated systems rapidly improved, narrowing the benefits of a crewed space platform over an automated one. A single uncrewed test flight of the Gemini B spacecraft was conducted on 3 November 1966, but the MOL was cancelled in June 1969 without any crewed missions being flown. Seven of the astronauts selected for the MOL program transferred to NASA in August 1969 as NASA Astronaut Group 7, all of whom eventually flew in space on the Space Shuttle between 1981 and 1985. The Titan EM rocket developed for the MOL never flew, but its UA-1207 solid rocket boosters were used on the Titan IV, and the Space Shuttle solid rocket booster was based on materials, processes and designs developed for them. NASA's spacesuits were derived from the MOL ones. MOL's waste management system flew in space on Skylab, and NASA Earth Science used other MOL equipment. SLC-6 was refurbished, but plans to have military space shuttle launches from there were abandoned in the wake of the January 1986 Space Shuttle Challenger disaster. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 2:05 UTC on Sunday, the 28th of March 2021. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Manned Orbiting Laboratory. This podcast is produced by Arbels May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Sharealike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDpod on Twitter. Arbels May Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Nicole Standard. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.